Hello everyone! How are you guys doing? Ano yun? Hindi ko narinig sa likod. Joke lang. Please don't leave dahil lang ang corny ng intro ko. Stay with me here because we are going to debunk myths about confidence. But before we start our episode today, I would like to let everyone know that we just published an IGTV episode on Luna Manila's Instagram, and that episode title is Types of Drunk Friend Everyone Knows. Which one are you? I guested two of my friends. We talked and played a game about who's guilty or not guilty about being that specific type of drunk friend. If you want to laugh and know which drunk friend you are, please go to luna_manila on Instagram. Let's start! Debunking myths about confidence. Positive thinking, affirmations, and fake it till you make it. These are only some of the examples that we tell ourselves about how we can be confident. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, self-confidence is defined as confidence in oneself and one's power and abilities. But where does confidence really come from? Why is it that some have more while others have less of it? In this episode, I will be debunking myths about self-confidence. I was always told I'm a confident person. I would even get comments that I look like the I don't give a fuck type of person. But the truth is, confidence is not always there because, hello, human. A Psychology Today author said, and I quote, "Remind yourself that there is no such thing as absolute self-assurance. Expect your feelings of confidence to fluctuate with your daily experiences. Realize that no one is confident in every area of life." It's true, right? Also, confidence is not always about how we look. It's more than that. It's more than affirmations and positive thinking. And the fake it till you make it, in my opinion, most of the time it doesn't work. If you don't stay within your true self will always come out. Now, I've searched the web and found four of the top most myths about confidence and how to shift it on the right mindset. First myth. Confidence starts from within. The truth is, confidence is ultimately shaped by relationships and experience. I got this from Forbes Women article by Megan Bruno. She's a therapist and executive coach. I can attest to this. The healthier relationship you have with your friends and families, the more confident you become. Why? Because you feel loved. You're happy with these relationships. You feel secured because you know that these are the people you can rely on. But you must remember, everyone can be your friend, but you cannot create a healthy relationship with everyone. Why is having a healthy relationship important? So the words of strangers will not shake you. You know whose words matter and whose words don't. But hey, let me tell you that this doesn't mean that you're not going to get offended ever, okay? You will. And some asshole out there will try to crush you. But remember, you can always run away from it. How? Reach out to your closest loved one. Go back to your people. Another factor that keeps me confident is my experiences. My life experience made me the person I am today. And so are you. Like, think about the times when you feel the most hurt. How did you get over it? How did you resolve it? These things humble us. And true confidence is when you feel grounded. Be proud of those ups and downs. Don't be ashamed if at one point in your life you were awful. Forgive yourself and move on with grace. That's our first myth. Moving on to our second myth. Confidence is necessary before performing a task. The truth is, waiting until you're fully confident before performing a task is called perfectionism. Experience with the said task is necessary before you feel confident. As Russ Harris, a psychotherapist, points out, the actions of confidence come first. The feelings of confidence come later. In other words, the reality is, once I tackle the projects that are important to me, I will begin to feel confident. I'm a firm believer in continuous learning and advocate to discover skills that we haven't tried before. This applies both for work and anything that you would like to learn. Whenever we find an opportunity at work to learn a skill, for example, a workshop that would help you how to think on your feet and speak in front of a crowd. Just attending this workshop sounds terrifying because not everyone is comfortable speaking in front of a crowd. But don't postpone this opportunity only because you don't have the confidence to do it yet. Because you will never have it until you try it. As Megan Bruno pointed out, it's impossible to start as an expert, and doing it anyway alongside the anxiety is all part of the process of increasing confidence doing the said task. Our third myth, self-criticism will give me the confidence to reach my goals. The truth is, drop the self-criticism and adopt a self-compassionate mindset. Don't be too hard on yourself. That's me talking to myself right now. I struggle on this part, but we do our best. We must recognize our failures, but we need to be kinder and rather judgmental of these failures and mistakes. What does this have to do with confidence? Self-talk matters. You don't like it when someone criticizes you, so why criticize yourself? The way you talk to yourself is the way you love yourself. Your self-talk shapes your identity. Besides, yung self-talk lumalabas yun sa ibang tao. The way you see others is a projection of how you see yourself. Last but not the least about confidence is... myth about confidence is... Confidence is rooted in appearance. Truth. We all know this is bullshit. We don't need to look a certain way to become confident. Stop putting too much pressure on yourself to look like that person on the magazine or Instagram because your appearance will never be like that. If you would like to work out or exercise to release the endorphins, go ahead. That is really good and I'm all for that. But if you're doing the workout para pumayat, to comply with the society's kababawan about women's body, please don't, sis. Please don't. If you will rely on your exercise para pumayat and strictly following the diet culture, it's going to be a never-ending quest to love your body. Nakakapagod yun. Biruin mo all your life. Yun lang yung gusto mong intindihin. Isa sa mga gusto mong intindihin kung paano pumayat. That's tiring. Loving your body is not only accepting it, but also figuring out what your body really needs. I'll give you an example. Hindi dahil hindi siya nagkakanin, ay hindi ka na rin magkakanin. Pero pag bigla kang nagkanin, ayun, isang bandehado. Kasi ginaya mo lang yung diet niya eh, or yung sinasabi nila na ito effective diet to. So, because what you did to your body is not really a genuine act, kasi gumagaya ka lang to look a certain way, that's not loving your body at all. And you will never gain that true confidence. You will always feel insecure about your body and your appearance if this is always the case. Exercise because it's good for you. Eat healthy because physically and mentally, it's good for you. I'm going to share with you this wonderful advice I read. Find what makes you unique and run with that. True confidence comes from knowing that you have something to offer the world that no one else does. And believe me, you have it. You just have to overcome that nagging fear we all have that tells us we're not good enough. To conclude today's episode, Dr. Barbara Marquez stated that self-confidence is linked to almost every element involved in a happy and fulfilling life. It's because of the following reasons. First, there is less fear and anxiety. Second, As your confidence grows, you'll find yourself more driven to stretch your abilities. Third, more resilience because confidence gives you the skills and coping methods to handle setbacks and failure. Fourth, it can improve relationships because self-confidence can also breed deeper empathy. And lastly, a stronger sense of your authentic self because confidence roots you in who you really are. That's it for today's episode. Credits to Megan Bruno of Forbes.com, Meg Selig, and Dr. Barbara Markway of Psychology Today. Please let me know what you think about this episode. I love and appreciate each one of you every time I receive a message telling me how much you enjoyed the episode or your key takeaway. It means a lot to the team Luna Manila. If you have any questions or suggestions about what you would like to talk about in our next episode, hit me up on Instagram and follow the page Luna_Manila. Thank you for listening. Late Nights by Luna Manila will be a bi-weekly podcast, hoping to create a safe space for everyone to share their ideas, experiences, inputs on societal pressure, dating, love, and the ups and downs of their journey living in Manila. Follow me on Instagram at Luna_Manila. Thank you for listening.